wonder what happened on the other end of those urgent prayer requests? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we've got a follow-up story that brings a mixed bag of news for a team in Egypt, and we'll also hear why a facelift does good things for the gospel in India. So you may remember that the Cairo offices of Sat7 were raided by censorship police last fall. But was it part of a security crackdown by that government? Not really. In fact, a week ago, police returned the equipment that they confiscated. Sat7 USA's Rex Rogers says they've answered the licensing charges. The outstanding one faces the executive director.
His name was confused with somebody in the southern part of the country. And whatever the crime supposedly was, of course, had nothing to do with our man. But whether that was invented or whether it was a mistake somehow, bureaucracy, we don't know. Thankfully, that's been demonstrated to be erroneous.
The staff is eager to get back to work. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming tackles issues from a biblical worldview. But because this case isn't closed yet, would you continue to pray for the team in Egypt?
We're still not certain that we can do live program filming in our studio as we've done before, so that is a prayer request. Another prayer request, of course, is to have all of the charges that are erroneous completely dismissed against our executive director and then be able to return to full function.
Sat7 knows how to use technology to share the gospel. And now Open Doors USA is doing something similar. But this time it's through social media. Through its new project, I Share Life, Open Doors is equipping 6 Middle Eastern youth to share their love for Christ online. Social media is a great way to spread Christ's love because it both reaches multitudes and it crosses borders. You're listening to Mission Network News. The 2016 Olympics will carry on in Brazil this August, despite a widespread outbreak of the Zika virus. Officials are taking extra measures to prevent contamination, but the games carry with them another insidious threat, human trafficking.
Children are being forced to work. They're being forced to have sex with up to 30 people in one day or one evening.
E3 partners Katie Brown says their Priceless Cube is an effective tool for stopping human trafficking before it starts.
It works with law enforcement, it works with local churches, and it really is an entry point to their life and to eventually getting to share the gospel with them.
Exploitation is an ugly topic, but it's reality for 27 million people worldwide, and half of them are kids. If God's put it on your heart to protect the innocent, visit us online to connect with E3. Would you pray for the literal and eternal freedom of anybody who's been trapped in human trafficking? A big part of preventing human trafficking is actually education. And it's exactly what Kids Alive International is doing through its school, Source of Hope. Now, for the first time ever, that school is sending a set of students on to high school. But an education isn't all that these kids are getting. At Kids Alive School, sharing Christ with the students is a key focus. It's exciting to hear how Kids Alive's Source of Hope is growing. It's also good to get the gospel in your heart language, which Audio Scripture Ministries is helping to do. ASM recently got a makeover on their India studio. Now, they're getting a facelift for the equipment. ASM's J.P. Sundararajan.
We have a state-of-the-art recording studio in Bangalore now that'll continue to record more languages, God's Word, in more languages than India. Some of the languages that we're recording end up being the first recording in the history of these languages.
ASM partners with translating organizations like Wycliffe Bible Translators and Biblica to help the reach of the gospel expand even further.
Their reach only goes so far, and then we have to come alongside them to make sure that the hard work that has been done is not wasted, but it actually gets into people's hearts and into their homes and into their communities. When we work together in harmony, it provides a beautiful glimpse of the body of Christ at work.
Get details on this story and all the others at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, what does it mean to be a child of God? I mean, how does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Sat3 Ministries is offering the booklet Who I Am in Christ as a resource to help you better understand your identity. And it's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.